2. I want you to open your Bibles with me as we start a new series on the godly characters of the Old Testament. There are many godly characters in the Old Testament, and God wants us to look at those people and learn from them. We begin our reading this morning from Hebrews chapter 11. It's the faith chapter, Hebrews chapter 11. It is a long reading, but I trust that you will walk with me through it, because the Apostle Paul, as he writes these things, is reminding us of great men and women of God that stood in faith. I'm reading verses 1 to 10, and then verses 20 to the end of the chapter. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we cannot see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what is visible. By faith Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain. By faith he was commended for as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith he speaks, even though he is dead. By faith Enoch was taken from this life, so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith it is impossible to please God, because everyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith Noah, when he was warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. By faith he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land, a stranger and in a foreign country, and he lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were the heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to a city whose foundations and whose architect and builder was God. Then verse 20, we continue the long list of great men of God. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regards to their future. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God, rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as a greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith the people crossed through the Red Sea and on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell, after the people had marched around them for 7 days. By faith the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. And what shall I say? I do not have time to tell you of Gideon, of Barak, Samson, Japheth, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed the foreign enemies. Women received back their dead, raised to life. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. These were all commended for their faith. Yet none of them received what they had been promised. God had a better plan for us, so that together with us, they should be made perfect. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of His Word. Would you bow for a moment of prayer? Our Heavenly Father, we thank You for the Word of God. How refreshing it is to read and be reminded of the wonderful things that You have given us in Your Word. And Lord, we pray this morning that You would illumine our minds, that You would open them up to receive the Word of God, that You would speak to our hearts, that You would show us things that we need to know about ourselves, and teach us, Lord, to walk with You. I pray for that anointing that comes by the Holy Spirit upon this preacher and upon those that receive the Word, that their ears would be open and their hearts open to receive the Word of God. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Over the next several weeks during the summer, we're going to be looking at great characters of the Old Testament, great men and women of God. I say great men and women of God because I have a long list, a list of 21 characters in the Old Testament that I'd like to preach about. But we don't have 21 weeks in the summertime. So we're going to divide that over the next few summers. We're going to do 7 or 8 this summer, and next summer 7 or 8. And Lord willing, and I live and you live, we'll do the rest of that and probably end with a bunch of great women. All the women said?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, they're great men, they're great women in the Bible. And it's important for us to read the Bible because God speaks to us through His Word. God speaks to us through His Word. His Word, the Bible, is the inspired Word of God, and it's the means by which God communicates to us today. In the New Testament, Jesus often used parables or stories. He told those stories to illustrate spiritual truths. And people got wide-eyed and they said, wow, He speaks not like teachers, but He speaks the language we talk and we understand. In the Old Testament, God used men or people as His illustrations. And so all through the Old Testament, you have characters that God uses to teach us things about ourselves. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 11, the Apostle Paul says that these people, all that took place in the Old Testament, are examples for us so that we would not fall into the same pitfalls and that we would live godly lives and walk in their footsteps. So we need to understand that there are Old Testament men of God, women of God, that we need to follow in their footsteps. Now, all of us need heroes. How many of you have a hero? Not many. But I bet you do. As we probe into this, you might find that there are some heroes in your mind and people that you honor and respect. All cultures have heroes. The Egyptians have their gods and goddesses that they invented, and they created all kinds of stories about them, and they were the heroes for those people. They were the people to whom they looked, and they wanted to aspire to be like them. And usually there was a moral truth or an ethics that was taught through those gods and goddesses. The Greeks had their heroes, heroes like Hercules and Achilles and many, many others that were normal men, but men of heroic stature that taught them some moral teachings. In the Old Testament, we have men of God and women of God that stand out as people that are examples for us to follow. And we should be careful to do so. The list that we just read in Hebrews chapter 11 contains a number of illustrations for us of people that were men and women of God. And I went through and identified those, and perhaps you can do that in your own time, but go through and identify all that the Apostle Paul wrote here. He spoke of Abel, of Enoch, of Noah, of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, Rahab, Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, and Samuel, and many more he referred to without their names. And so I have a list of over 50 men of God in the Old Testament that we ought to look at and exemplify their lives. This morning I want to whet your appetite for studying and looking into the lives of great men of God. Because God has put these people in the Scriptures not as just wonderful stories, but as people that we can emulate, people that we can follow, people that we can want to be like. One of my favorite books while our children were growing up is this little Bible story book, which has lots of pictures. That's why I liked it. It has lots of pictures. And those pictures are memorable. When we speak of people like Samson, I can remember the pictures when my mom and dad were opening the Scriptures and showing us those wonderful truths. It's the painting and the pictures that stood out in our minds. And that's the way God does things. He gives us word pictures. People are like pictures. And we should look at them and exemplify their lives. I encourage you to buy this. This is an older one. It's not for sale by me, but you could buy it at Walmart or go on Amazon and find it. But those are wonderful, wonderful illustrations of people and men of God. I want to whet your appetite as we talk about some of these men. And this morning we're not going to talk about particular men, But we're going to talk about the need for heroes in our lives. The need for heroes in our lives. The first thing I want to say this morning is I'm going to ask a question. I'm going to ask you several questions. And this means you have to participate in the message. Oh, no, Pastor, you mean I can't fall asleep? No, you can't fall asleep. I want to ask you questions, and I want to, as Peter said, stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. I asked you, do you have any heroes? So I want you to think back in your own personal history of men and women that stood out to you as men and women of God. Somebody that was the example of Christ. Somebody that you'd like to emulate. You want to be like that person. Maybe not in all aspects, but they're heroic people that you want to be like. All right, everybody do this. Take your arm, put it over this way. Put your hand this way. Put your hand like this. You're the thinker now. Think. Who were some people in your past that stood out as great men and women of God that are worthy that you would walk in their footprints? You think of some? No, you're half dead. But I want you to go home and think about that. Who were great men and women in your own life? I had a few in my own life. I remember one was a Sunday school teacher. He happened to be an ex-boxer. Now, that's my hero. I mean, this guy was a boxer. He even had a cauliflower ear that's left over from boxing. I mean, this great, big, strappy guy would stand before the fifth and sixth grade boys and tell them about Jesus and tell them stories of boxing and knocking people out and how he got the cauliflower ear. And I'm going, whoa, this is great. This is a man of God. Woo! See, you'll have heroes. If you think back, some people stood out to you. There was another man in my church that stood out. He was a railroad engineer, rode the trains for many, many years, and then he got saved. He was a terrible, terrible sinner. And then one day he said he got saved, and Jesus washed him of his sins. And every service that there was a testimony, he would stand up and share his testimony. And when he stood up to share what God did for him, his face would glow. And as he talked about it, he was filled with Scripture. Everything he said had a Scripture behind it. He had memorized so much Scripture. And I looked at that guy and I said, I'd like to be like him. I don't want to be a railroad engineer, but I'd like to be like that, that I can remember all those Scriptures and my life would be filled with Scriptures. Who in your life stands out as a man or a woman of God that you'd like to follow or emulate? Go home and think about that today. The second question is this. What are some famous people that may be heroes to you? Some famous people that are heroes to you. Now, we talk about heroes, and I have a lot of heroes. I watch a lot of Marvel comic movies because I have grandsons, and we need something in common. So I've gone through probably all the Marvel comic movies that there are, and I've got some favorite heroes. You guys probably have your own. I'll tell you what mine are. You want to know? Okay. I'll tell you. Thank you, Evelyn. I pay her $10 to do this, okay? One of my heroes is the Incredible Hulk. I love that guy because he's a brainy guy, a scientist, but something happened and he got all messed up, and every time he gets angry, he turns into this Incredible Hulk. His body just swells up and the muscles just bulge all over. He makes Arnold Schwarzenegger look like a child. This guy's just massive in his strength. And he goes wild and he starts throwing things around and he beats all the enemies. He's, ah! And I love that. I think, that's me. I want to be like that. Not to harm people, but, you know, to be the hero that wins the day. And all of us have those kind of heroes in our lives. But do you have any heroes in your life and heroes in your mind? One of the others that I really like is Captain America. Captain America is my hero because he was a wimpy little guy, little kid, couldn't get in the army because he was too puny. And then they did a scientific experiment on him, and he turned out to be this strapping, wonderful, strong guy. And, well, you have to watch the movies to see the rest of it. But those are heroes that you have in your mind and heart. There are people today that are heroes for us. I love to read biographies. Stories of people's lives that have affected us in powerful ways. I went through a few of those, and I don't have time to go through all of the stories that I've read, but there are powerful testimonies of men that followed God or men that did heroic things. They are for us examples. People like George Washington, Abe Lincoln, and Winston Churchill, and George Patton, Theodore Roosevelt, Benjamin Franklin, George Custer, I just read his biography recently. I was impressed by it because George Custer came from Monroe, Michigan, where I grew up. And then there's Shoeless Joe Jackson, baseball player. How about Elvis Presley, Helen Keller, Nelson Mandela, C.S. Lewis, Thomas Jefferson, JFK, Cicero, the great Roman historian, Julius Caesar, and the Wright brothers. These are just some of those biographies that I've read. And as I read those, I realize these guys had character. These guys had some stamina. They were not only strong physically, they were strong mentally, and many of them strong spiritually, and they stand out as examples to us. Then we have missionary biographies. Have you read missionary biographies? I think it ought to be required reading for every child of God to read a few missionary biographies. My mother would do that for us. She would read biographies as part of our devotionals time. Here's how we grew up. We had six kids in the family, and every morning in summertime, before we could go out and play, we had to have what they called devotions. And Mom would read from storybooks. She'd read histories of missionaries and such. And it impacted our lives. I remember friends would come to the door, and they'd have to stand there and wait the 15 or 20 minutes while Mom read us our story because we were having devotions. And we didn't like it at the time, but the impact that it had on us to hear the stories of these great men and women of God, men like Hudson Taylor, men like Eric Little, the great athlete that ended up going to China and dying for his faith. And then you got Amy Carmichael, and you've got men like David Wilkerson, which is not a missionary, but a man of God that was a missionary to New York City, and many, many others. And perhaps I can put the list on our website so you can follow up on some of these. There are heroes that we ought to follow, heroes of faith and life that we follow. Now, here's my third question. That's the last question. Who are your biblical heroes? Who are the heroes of the Bible that you really love and you want to emulate? Can you think of a few? I took the time this week to go through and list all of the major men and women of God in the Old Testament. I found there's a huge number of them, and some of them really stand out as heroes, wonderful heroes, men of God that we ought to follow. And so I made a list, and I've made my pictures because I see things in pictures, and I made a list of all of those guys. There's 21 of them that I think I would like to preach about, and I'd like to explore their lives. And I want to challenge you this morning to get into the Old Testament and start reading about some of these men, some of those favorite Old Testament characters. We're going to cover a few of those, like Noah. How many of you have ever gone to see the real Noah's Ark down in Kentucky? That is fact. You got to go. I don't care. Sell your bicycle. Sell your mother's car. Do something. But go down and visit the Ark and see how mammoth that is, and walk through and see the history of Noah's Ark as it really was, or at least we think it really was. It is such an impact on your life, excuse me, and the life of those that you love. How about characters like Joshua? I love Joshua. Here's the hero that followed Moses. And God challenged him. He says, I'm going to be with you, and I'm never going to leave you. I'm going to make you strong. And if you let the word of God abide in you, you're going to see wonderful miracles. And remember the Battle of Jericho, where they marched around the walls every day for 7 days? And the last day, they marched around seven times, and everybody thought they were stupid. I mean, here's the foreigner standing up the wall. These were huge walls. They said you could race chariots side by side around the entire city. That's how big the walls were. So Israelites couldn't break down those walls, but God could. And God had promised that if they do that, just walk around those walls, and on that seventh day, that they would blow the trumpets and break the pitchers and shout for victory, that they'd get the victory. Now, that sounds pretty stupid. I wouldn't encourage you to go to Iran or Iraq and try that yourself, because it probably won't work. But it worked for Joshua because he was following the Lord. And remember what happened on that final day. They walked around, and that last time they walked around, they blew the trumpet, they broke the pitchers, and they shouted with a loud shout, and the walls of Jericho, those huge walls, came tumbling down. They actually came outward from the inside out and fell, and the Israelites could go in and conquer. What a magnificent story. I like stories like Gideon. Gideon, that mighty warrior of God, and we're going to preach on that, so I won't go deeply into his life. And people like, oh, here comes one of my favorites. All the young men look up to me. Samson. Ah, there's the Incredible Hulk. There's the guy in the history of the Word of God that God said he has given that man a mightiness, a power that's kind of like the Hulk. It came on him as the Spirit of the Lord moved him, and he could take a lion and rip its mouth open. He could capture foxes and tie their tails and put fire on them and send them through the fields to destroy the enemy's fields. He could take the gates of a city and just lift it up and go, and carry away the gates of the city. This is incredible. These are true stories of real men and women of God. Men like Jonah. Men like David. Oh, who can forget David and Goliath? That's probably the favorite of just about everybody. The boy with the sling who made an impact on a nation. Why? Because he believed God. And all of these stories about men and women that believed God. That's what Hebrews chapter 11 is all about. It's showing us that men and women of God can be mightily used of God if they dedicate themselves wholly to the Lord. And God is reminding us that we are just like that. We're not in the Old Testament, we're in the New Testament. And Jesus has promised us the same kinds of things, miracles, that God wants to give to us. The last thing I want to share with you this morning is I want you to face the facts of life. Face the facts of life. Most of us are not heroes. Nor are we ever going to be heroes. But the reality is, you're the hero in somebody's life. You can be the hero in somebody's life. You may be a mother. You may be a father. You may be an aunt. You may be an uncle. You may be a grandfather. You may be a grandmother. But you're somebody's hero. Somebody's looking up to you, and somebody's following into your footsteps. And you need to follow close to the Lord and be a man or a woman of faith, as these men and women were. All of these men and women had battles and struggles, and they had wins and losses. There was opposition and troubles and diseases and enemies and depression and anger and frustration, temptations and trials and defeats and conflicts and wars, but all of them were victorious because they believed the Lord. And then there were great victories. Successes were achieved. Blessings were poured out. Victories were won. Answers to prayer. Miraculous provisions. Protection in danger. Healing and recoveries. Deliverance from troubles. Angel visitations. Comfort in grief. Restoration from losses and turnarounds. All because they believed God in the times in which they lived. There's a wonderful quote I want to give to you from J.R.R. Tolkien's The Fellowship of the Rings. And I love this because it just stood out in those movies and in the books. They're facing enemies that are beyond belief. They're going to storm in and defeat them. And Frodo says, "I wish it need not have happened in my time." And Gandalf the Wise said, "So do I. And so do all those who live to see such times. But that is not for them to decide. All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to us." I think, what a wonderful, wonderful thought. See, we can't complain about the times, because God puts us in times, whether it's Old Testament, New Testament, or present day, where the times are difficult. And who can live for God? And God says, anyone can, because God's asking, what are you going to do with the time that you have left, the time that is given to you? Winston Churchill and many others said it this way: those who fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it. And so we look to the Old Testament. We look to these characters of God that we might learn from them, that we might apply it to our lives, and we be ready to face the next crisis, the next problem, the next difficulty that God sets before us. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 11 says, "Now these things happened to them as examples, and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the ends of the world have come." Romans 15:4 says, "These things were written beforehand for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope." God is still looking for men and women to be heroes of faith. Men and women that will stand in difficult times and proclaim Christ and live godly lives in this present world. Are you a man or a woman of God? And what are you going to do with the time that you have left? Let's pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you've given us the privilege of living in times like these. And you have promised in your word that you can empower us to do the things that need to be done, and that you are able to do immeasurably more than we ask or even imagine, because we belong to you. So I pray, Lord, that you would help us to be challenged to go into the Old Testament and search out these men and women of God that we might be like them and that we might have those characteristics of faith that they demonstrated. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to close with a special number. Benjamin's going to come and lead us in that song. You don't have to sing it. You can listen to it. But it really does apply to all that we have said here. Hello, my name is the name of the song. Listen to the words. They are in your bulletin, and you can follow along in that. And remember that the Lord says, He is the one who says who you are.
Though my name is regret, I'm pretty sure we have met. Every single day of your life, I'm a whisper inside, the more that you get. Though my name is defeat, I know you recognize.
Appreciate that. You are not just filling in, you are filling up what we need this morning. We appreciate that so much. Would you stand with me for the benediction? Now to Him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by His blood and has made us to be a kingdom of priests to serve God the Father, to Him be glory and power forever and ever. Look, He is coming in the clouds, and every eye will see Him. Even those who pierced Him, and all peoples of the earth will mourn because of Him. So shall it be. Amen. Go with the King today. Walk with the King. And be a blessing. Amen. Amen. You're dismissed.